Reveal is supported by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website. Squarespace offers beautiful templates, integration with Google Apps and Getty Images, and an incredible feature called Cover Pages. All Squarespace sites feature responsive design, so your site looks great on any device. And every website comes with a free online store. Squarespace offers 24/7 live chat and email support. Go to squarespace.com for a free trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code REVEAL to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Revealed. I'm Al Letzi. This month, we're trying something a little new on the podcast. Instead of putting out a whole hour of stories at a time, we're actually going to give you one story a week, every Tuesday. Let us know what you think of the change. Tweet us at Reveal or share your thoughts on our Facebook page.
At this time, I'm going to ask that you fasten your seatbelts.
For the last 20 years, I've been living out of a suitcase, and I am constantly doing the airport security shuffle.
Security screening can be a hassle, but security doesn't have to be a stressful experience.
But a lot of the time it is. Remove your shoes, take off your belt, take your laptop out of the bag, and on and on and on. The whole thing can be a serious hassle. And I can tell you firsthand, I was a flight attendant for about 10 years. After 9/11, the job went from fun and freewheeling to a serious, almost paranoid atmosphere. In those days, it was clear. The industry and the government had to make the public feel safe. And thus, the TSA and the airport security shuffle.
At TSA, your safety is our priority.
Part of that push to make us more secure in the sky is the Air Marshal Service. They're the armed undercover agents trained to stop terrorists. And since 9/11, the agency has grown from several dozen to several thousand. Along the way, there have been some problems. And now there's something new. Allegations that air marshals were pulled from their assigned flights not to go after terrorists, but to hook up for secret affairs or hang out in nice hotels. Seriously, sort of an OKCupid and Travelocity rolled into one. This all came to light because of an epic Facebook chat between two women in a relationship with the same man. In December of 2013, Lisa Duran received some alarming Facebook messages from someone she'd never met. The person claimed to be the lover of Lisa's fiancé at the time, Roy Duran, and used the screen name Roy Duran's other e-girlfriend.
And the messages turned graphic pretty fast.
That's Reveal's Andrew Becker.
The person said she was in a relationship with Roy Duran and sent naked photos of him as proof.
It turns out the other e-girlfriend was Michelle D'Antonio. She and Roy both worked for the Federal Air Marshal Service. Roy was an air marshal and D'Antonio was a scheduler.
D'Antonio had access to government databases that she could go in, look up his flight schedule, and allegedly tweak it as need be to get him closer to her. She worked outside of Washington, D.C. Other rendezvous were in New York, Seattle, even Hawaii.
And that's where the story moves from a love spat to an issue of national security. You see, after the air marshal ended the affair, he and his fiance took the flight scheduler to court to get a restraining order. They also complained to the TSA. That caught the eye of federal investigators. They're looking into whether D'Antonio changed flights for other air marshals.
That really opens up what has become something of a scandal, with investigators trying to understand how widespread was this. How many times did this scheduler tweak or manipulate a schedule so guys could go to New York City or go to a baseball game or sometimes meet up with her?
So if she's moving people around to go to places that are more desirable, does that mean that she is possibly moving people off of high-risk flights?
The real concern, I think the real threat, is whether this scheduler was taking air marshals off of flights that may have been deemed high risk or priority flights, cross-country flights with large fuel loads. Investigators are trying to understand if security was put at risk because air marshals that should have been on those flights or had been assigned to those flights weren't on them.
This sounds like a reality TV show gone bad. It's salacious, and therefore it's attention-grabbing, and no one would go on tape to talk about it. But the real problem here is deeper than just a love triangle.
Mr. McLean, look forward to hearing your story.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Ranking Member Lynch, and Ranking Member Cummings.
That's Robert McLean, an Air Marshal whistleblower testifying in front of Congress last year.
I was in the first class of 35 Air Marshals to graduate after the 9/11 attacks of 01.
McClain says he joined the Air Marshals to serve his country and fight terrorists. But his biggest battle was facing incompetent managers and arbitrary rules, like requiring male Air Marshals to wear military-style haircuts, suits, and ties. Kind of hard to foil the bad guys if everyone knows you're there to foil the bad guys.
It became a joke. We'd have children come up to us wanting our autograph or wanting to take a picture with us. We had big, jovial gentlemen that would want to buy us a drink. I remember a nice lady shook my hand and thanked me for my service. It was very uncomfortable, and it made conducting our mission almost impossible.
Then came what McClain calls the perfect storm. Officials issued a confidential memo warning that Al-Qaeda was planning to hijack a long-distance flight. Air Marshals were put on high alert, but at that very moment, the TSA ordered all agents to cancel any mission longer than 3 hours. The reason? The agency was running out of money and couldn't pay for hotel rooms.
It made no sense whatsoever.
So he complained to supervisors. He reached out to the Inspector General's office.
Not only the agency was in violation of the law, but he was clearly putting everybody in danger.
No one responded. McClain leaked the story to a couple reporters, and the news exploded. Lawmakers stepped in. Travel restrictions on air marshals were lifted. But 3 years later, McClain was fired after the agency discovered he was the source of the leak. He fought back, taking his case all the way to the Supreme Court. And this January, he won. The justices ruled that McClain's firing violated the Federal Whistleblower Act. Now he's become a beacon for disgruntled agents.
It's routine that I get phone calls from air marshals telling me that a manager, a supervisor, is using the flight scheduling to set up a rendezvous. And it wasn't just having sexual trysts, but it was also to go to a golf tournament or to visit family or something else.
The mentality at the Air Marshal Service is that these air marshals are just filling seats. You know, they say just get on the flight and do your mission.
Clay Biles is a former Navy SEAL who spent 5 years as an air marshal and recently wrote a history of the service. He says mismanagement has led to the party atmosphere that we've been hearing about. Some agents even hire prostitutes when they're on assignment.
They go out and they pick up prostitutes overseas. I mean, it's a way to kill time. You might be flying from San Francisco to Hong Kong and then on your way to Vietnam and then back to Hong Kong and then off to San Francisco. That's a 6-day trip. Well, what are you going to do with all that per diem you get from the government? You're going to pick up women and have some fun while you're away from the wife.
We reached out to the Transportation Security Administration. They didn't want to talk to us, so we spoke to Kip Holly. He ran the TSA from 2005 to 2009. He says the current allegations are serious, but he questions whether this type of misbehavior could really affect flight safety.
I can't believe that they would be able to impact the overall picture because the overall picture is scrutinized so carefully.
That scrutiny includes monitoring flights that are considered high risk and regular briefings between the TSA and intelligence agencies. What's more, Holly says that while there have been some internal problems,
the bulk of that organization is a very high-performing one, and I would not take the most effective, most flexible, best hardball capability that you have in the United States government to fight terrorists and sacrifice it at the altar of somebody who's fooling with the flight schedules.
Some lawmakers aren't convinced. Remember that love triangle between the air marshal and the flight scheduler? Well, prompted by our reporting, Congress is now investigating whether she diverted agents from high-risk missions. There are also questions about whether the service's $800 million budget is worth it. Reveals Andrew Becker says the challenge now is one of leadership. Is the agency focused on its core mission, protecting flyers?
The concern here for a number of air marshals is that the management is out to lunch. The way one former air marshal described it to us is that when the managers look in the mirror, no one's looking back.
This story was produced by Michael Montgomery. For more on Andrew Becker's investigation, check out our website. While this episode is wrapped, our reporters are always covering new stories. You can find them at revealednews.org, like the one about how California is dealing with serious drought by drilling prehistoric water. That means water that fell to the earth 20,000 years ago. Okay. We also want to hear from you. Let us know what you thought of the show. Tweet us at Reveal or find us on Facebook. Our executive producer is Kevin Sullivan, and Suzanne Reber is our executive editor. Our editorial director is Robert Saliday, and our managing director is Krista Scharfenberg. Our lead sound designer and engineer is Jim Briggs, Mr. J. Breezy. Our theme music is provided by Ezekiel Honig. You can find his music at EzekielHonig.com. That's H-O-N-I-G.com. Support for Reveal is provided by the Reva and David Logan Foundation and the Ford Foundation. Reveal is a co-production of the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX. I'm Al Edson, and remember, there is always more to the story.